there was some big news. We were kicking it around in the newsroom, and I was going over a bunch of different wire stories, and this one came up.
8 votes yes and 3 votes no. The motion passes.
A federal vaccine advisory committee has voted to end a long-standing recommendation that all U.S. babies get the hepatitis B vaccine on the day they're born. Dr. Cody Meisner voted no.
And I will just say, we have heard do no harm is a moral imperative. We are doing harm.
For decades, the government has advised that all babies be vaccinated against the liver infection right after birth. The shots are widely considered to be a public health success for preventing thousands of illnesses. Today's recommendation, which has to be accepted by the director of the CDC, would overturn a 30-year-old policy. Sabrina Cupid for CBS News, Atlanta.
Thank you, Sabrina. Dr. Cody Meisner, any relation to Randy Meisner, I don't know. Nonetheless, here we are. So, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, the vaccine advisory panel, voted, you just heard, to change that recommendation for when children should get their first dose of hepatitis B. All right. And it's all been convoluted. This vaccine, that vaccine. Who's making the decision? When should kids get them? Should they get this? Should they get that? And then you have certain people say, don't put any poison in your body. And other people say, what do you mean? You should get 700 shots, maybe even before you come out, if we could figure that one out. I'm going to say this, and I don't know how you subscribe to your life or how you go about your life, but here's how I go about mine. And it's simple, and a simple proposition for me and my family. Are you going to believe someone in an office somewhere in Washington, D.C. or somewhere else? Or, as you are a pregnant woman, and I've not been one, even in 2025, I don't think I can get pregnant, even though some people think I might be able to. Are you going to believe someone in an office somewhere? Someone in a shirt and tie? Someone on Capitol Hill talking to some panel or bandying about this or that? Or as a pregnant woman and a family who is coming to such a decision? Are you going to form a relationship with your obstetrician and the people who are helping you through your pregnancy and then childbirth, and then form a relationship with your pediatrician and the people who are helping develop your child once your child's on that other side, meaning this one, and take what they say into heavy account? You know, what has happened in all of this, vaccine, non-vaccine, should we do this? Should we do that? The CDC, RFK Jr., everything. We are folding in and taking oh so serious people who are at, well, like 5 people removed from us, if not more. And it seems like in all of this conversation, with all of this stuff, we're taking out of the conversation something that is so simple. Point-to-point interaction with the doctors who we trust. Or am I missing something here at 866-391-1020? Do you not trust your doctors? And if you don't trust your doctors, where do you go for childbirth? Who do you talk to? Who guides you through all that? So then who do you get your medical information from? Google? RFK Jr.? I don't know. I'm not trying to make anybody good or bad, but I'm saying it is a simple proposition for me. And it's why these stories, these gigantic ones, these ones that lead the news, these ones that get a bunch of calls on my show, they become these enormous talking points. Ones in which people take sides, draw lines in the sand, call names to other people, swear by this person, that person, that they're never going to meet. They're never going to have an interaction with. They will die for, pretty much, somebody on Capitol Hill. But they have a medical professional at their disposal, and one in which you can form a great relationship with and trust what they say. And for me, that's gospel. That's the way that it works. And maybe if you don't have that, perhaps look harder. Or switch, or find a better one. You see, maybe I'm in a unique situation. Or perhaps I'm just somebody who gets to know people. Or, again, maybe I'm in a unique situation and it's not available to everyone. Although I highly doubt that. I try to make friends. I try to talk to people. I try to make sure that the people I'm surrounded with are ones I trust. I don't have time for nonsense in my life. And the people I know who I'm personal friends with, who are in the medical profession, are the people I lean on for that advice. Whether it's, what should I do if I burn my hand on the stove, to what should my wife do with our kids in terms of vaccines whenever they're born. We have spent an inordinate amount of time turning on CNN or Fox News or hell, even C-SPAN, worried about all these vaccines with this person, that person, or the other person who's worried about getting to happy hour somewhere in D.C., as opposed to talking to someone whose boots are on the ground. People who we should trust. People who we have the ability to form a relationship with. I find it impossible, as we have gigantic health systems here, and some of you will say, I don't trust them because they get a lot of money from this place or that. Okay, that's fine. Then I don't know where you go when you need medical help. But we have these gigantic health systems and we have seemingly an inordinate amount of doctors here in Western Pennsylvania. And do you go to them for advice? Or do you believe that all of them are out to get you? There's not one honest obstetrician or gynecologist or OBGYN, I guess they're all the same thing, here that you can lean on and say, hey, when my kid comes out, what shot should they get or shouldn't get? Or are we that numbed of the mind that we have to stare at a television or our phones or the internet somehow and say, he's right or he's dead wrong, because I'm paying attention to what's going on with somebody in a suit on Capitol Hill? Why can't we just go to the people who are in the fight every single day and trust a doctor? I'm lost there. Yeah, I just am.